You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
People jeffing my checks be nice sums. By the way, I talk, you can guess where I'm from.
Kansas City.
Chill.
Kansas City.
Hell yeah, I was born in Wayne Minor Projects. Most people carry them waistliner objects.
Hey, everybody, it's time for your Browns Friday Fumble.
Oh, load it.
Don't try to pick it up and run. My name is Dave.
I'm Dylan.
Brought to you by executive producer Craig Lindahl. This is the Browns Friday Fumble. Back to you for another season. Dylan, are you excited to be here?
Very excited.
Virtually.
Yeah.
Guys, I'm just going to start with this. It's probably on your mind like it's on our mind. Last year, how would you put it, Dylan? Did we miss some signs?
I guess so. I guess we got back from that really long sabbatical that executive producer Craig sent us on.
Yeah.
And, well...
We just missed, like, one. It's like, it's like once you see Kaiser Soze,
yeah,
you see that it's Kevin Spacey, and you know, once you see it, you understand, guys. COVID-19, SARS-CoV-19.
Yeah. We all the signs were there. The fan, the low attendance in the stadiums,
the masks,
protocols, the people being put on the protocol list, and I, you know,
Kevin Stefanski taking a week off during the playoffs.
Right.
Like,
it all makes a lot of sense now.
First of all, here's a towel for the egg that's all over my face. Yeah, can I borrow it back?
I'm going to need that as well. I just don't know. You know, we know about it now, so let's just, you know, we're looking forward. Now, look, we're on Zoom now.
Virtual. Safety first of all.
And I'll tell you what, Dave, I've gotten into some, I don't know about you, but I've taken up a couple hobbies. I got all this time on my hands.
Yeah, lots of time.
Like, I bake my own sourdough bread.
You know what? I've seen a lot of that. I haven't done it yet. I need to... I asked my mother to give me her sourdough starter. It's been with the family for generations.
Yeah, centuries, I've heard. Yeah.
She told me no. She said I wasn't worthy.
Yeah.
And maybe if I, what was the word? Something about my accomplishments. Yeah. And I was like, well, Steve from Blue's Clues says I've accomplished a lot. But, so maybe, Mom, maybe you should think twice on that.
Yeah, I gotta say, Dave, I'm kind of in her corner on that. I wouldn't trust myself with a starter.
I understand. I don't need her to give me like the base sample, just some.
Just a little bit. Just some. Okay. Compromise. It's all about compromise.
Yeah. And you know, she's got time to think about it. Yeah.
Thing, man.
This SARS-CoV-19.
Yeah.
My oh my. And I'll tell you, Dylan, I don't know about you.
Yeah.
I'm now triple vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
I lied to multiple doctors and pharmacists. So I've got COVID. Moderna. Pfizer,
mm-hmm.
Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
And then a second dose of the Johnson & Johnson, even though you're not supposed
to get
that.
You only need one of those,
You only need one of those. Mm-hmm. I've got them all three.
What's your percentage like now for preventability? I feel like it should be...
It's in the negatives. Like, I'm more likely to not have it than ever have it. Plus, like, I'm...
You could take it away.
I can take it away and spread my immunity to others through touch.
Wow.
So... I mean, that's kind of some stuff I picked up, and just like, you know, we're doing right now, it's a thing you pick up when you're talking to people, and the only way you can get together to talk to people are these Zoom meetings.
Right.
Right.
I've been playing some of those games, the Zoom party meeting games, like You Don't Know Jack.
Right,
and like, that.
And it's like, all of a sudden, we're living in the future where we could just talk over a camera. Like, I never used anything like this.
Could you imagine this happening 20 years ago?
Oh, my goodness.
What
would
we have done?
What are we doing? But, so we're having friends over virtually. We're having, like, happy hour.
Well, we had a couple birthday parties that we did the drive-thrus.
Because the kids can't use Zoom.
Right. They're just stupid.
Yeah.
Kids are stupid.
I really, like, I respect them, but you try to put them to do something, and they just can't do much.
Dave, it's just not worth your attention until they're, like, I don't know, 18, 19?
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, it was Madison's birthday.
Yeah.
So we packed up the van. We drove past, we honked, and we threw two Beanie Babies out the window, and then they immediately burned those because they could have been contaminated.
Well, they could have been, yeah. So we made sure to get rid of those. And then, oh my God, Dave, did you see this? Did you see this Tiger King?
How could I not see it?
What is this, Cincinnati?
How could I not see it? Oh my goodness. Talk about viral sensation.
My goodness.
Oh boy, oh boy.
I couldn't stop. I started one episode. I had to watch the whole thing through. Didn't
you know
sleep.
Who did it?
I didn't sleep.
Dylan, you know who did it?
Who?
Carol Baskin.
Why did you?
She did it.
Dave, I didn't watch the end.
You didn't binge it? It's binge-worthy, my friend.
No, I binged, but then I couldn't sleep, and then I had to go to work.
Virtual work.
Well, of course, virtual work, but, you know, I can't have Netflix on while I'm logged in.
I know.
I wouldn't get anything done.
And you know what else is going to keep you from getting something done, Dylan?
What's that?
Your search for toilet paper.
Oh, my God. I tried to get my Cottonelle.
Yeah. I mean, you're lucky to get anything.
Amazon,
let alone,
subscribe and save.
Yeah,
can't
let alone your preferred brand.
Can't do it.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get your preferred brand. You're not going to get your preferred ply.
Right.
Like, you're single ply.
Well, that's
and down.
The issue, yeah. That's the issue. Once you get into the fractional plies.
Yeah, it's...
becomes a touch-and-go situation.
Well, yeah. Let's not get into that part of it. Like, the finger going through is never good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You
got
to fold
let's
it.
Let's just avoid.
Yeah. Let's skip that. And you know what? So, anyway, Dylan and I were happy.
This is our mea culpa to all of you.
We're
listeners.
Sorry we didn't know about SARS-CoV-19.
I'm sure you guys were just screaming at your radio dials last year.
You're saying, you guys, what's going on? And then now, I mean, I guess we're just, was it the bat soup?
I guess so.
We got a bat soup?
Bat soup.
All right, Dylan, this is the part of the podcast that is covered under, well, there's kind of a two-edged sword here, but both of the edges cut the same way, as it's all bad news. We've had some developments here. Last year, we talked a lot about our contract situation here with waiting for next year and how that went, and we signed a 3-year deal. So it's this year and another year.
Yep.
We had to turn a couple of potential suitors away that you said, hey, guys, we're taken. Anyway, part of that contract this year is, as you may have heard at the beginning of this episode, there was an ad. Don't know what it was for. They don't tell us. They don't let us know at all. But Mr. Craig said, hey, my advertisers demand a good product. They demand not just two idiots bantering back and forth. I need some structure.
Yeah, his words, by the way.
Yeah.
His words.
Yeah. Why are they going to listen to you two idiots? I got other shows. I got the Josh Paloha recaps. I got the Dairy Bros. I need you guys to come up with some real content. And if you can't do it on your own, which you proved to me last year, I think I'm going to need to executive produce the show. That's his literal exact words.
Yeah, his words.
Like, I wrote it down. So anyway, that's why you heard at the top of the show, executive produced by Craig Lindahl. He's banned us from saying Mr. Craig. Like, we're not allowed to say that anymore. Like, I might even be in violation now.
By even reporting that fact.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah. So he said, you got to recap the 2020 season, which I'm not looking forward to. Dylan, are you looking forward to this?
Look, 2020 season, we're looking at another bust, guys. I don't know what you want us to say about this. I mean,
hey, did it end in a Super Bowl?
No.
So,
another iteration of this 100 years war that we cannot pull out of.
It's like this deep, deep dive that keeps, we're in the Marianas goddamn trench here. I don't know that we can stoop any lower.
Do you remember, Dave? Do you remember 2008, the season? 2008?
I do.
Tarik Anderson.
Yep.
Nearly led us to the playoffs in 2007. And then what happened in 2008?
Fizzle, fizzle, fizzle. 2003, Dylan, that rang a bell?
Yeah.
That was the year we went to the playoffs. What happened in 2004? Nothing.
I honestly don't remember.
It was so forgettable, I don't remember. So expect nothing this year. 2020 was a fluke. Obviously, things were weird because of SARS-CoV-19. I mean, think of how much weird, how many flukes went our way because
Lakers won the NBA championship,
yeah,
guys.
Think SARS-CoV-19 affected every other team, but not us.
Yeah, that's why
we had such an easy time of it last year.
This is simple math, guys.
And you know what? I'm not just saying this because while we're recording, while the Cowboys are playing, but I'm just sitting here. Get credit where credit's due. Kevin Stefanski is a handsome man, but he isn't one-tenth the football coach that Mike McCarthy is.
I mean, you've been watching A Hard Knocks Life.
I've been watching The School of Hard Knocks, and Mike McCarthy, like, it's just...
This guy lives and breathes and bathes, frankly.
Football guy.
Yeah.
And Jerry Jones, not at all a slimy character at all.
Not disgusting in any way, shape, or form.
Completely above board as well.
Right.
With all of his dealings. Mike McCarthy and him, perfect, respectable people that really...
Well, Mike McCarthy speaks to every level of the organization.
Yeah.
He's a servant leader.
Yes.
You know, put your guys first, make sure their needs are met, and mm-hmm. everything falls out from
it all there. Falls into place, especially, well, this isn't a Cowboys podcast. Let's go back to the Browns.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
We considered it. We ran it by our executive producer. He said no. So the Blue Bloods thing is gone. The Cowboys thing is gone. That idea is gone. We were just going to talk about bad movies. We heard podcasts about bad movies were good. Not allowed to do that either. We have to do a Browns podcast now, even though, what are we going to talk about?
What is there to talk about?
You tell me Mike Pettin's coaching the Browns, like when we first started?
I mean,
that's why we started this, because Mike Pettin was there.
Mike Pettin.
He was going to bloody the other guy's nose.
Yep.
But now we've just got this guy. Is he... Very, very handsome. Yes.
Yes.
But you ask him a question about football.
Floundering.
And first of all.
Floundering at the press conference.
First of all, they say, how did you get on this Zoom? Second of all, he dodges questions. And I just don't think he's a football guy. Like, I don't think he is. He might eat and sleep it, but he doesn't breathe it.
He doesn't bathe in football.
And he doesn't bathe in it. Yeah. So he's only 50% football guy, which might get you the offensive coordinator job with the Vikings.
Right.
And it might sneak you through an interview with Jimmy Haslam.
Right.
And Paul DePodesta, who's a baseball guy. He eats, sleeps, breathes, bathes baseball.
Do we have to remind everyone of that?
Guess what, guys?
They made
different
a movie.
Shape. Yeah.
They made a movie about him.
Moneybags. And him and Tyler Durden save the Oakland A's. Anyway, again, we're not allowed to talk about movies. Our executive producer, Craig Lindahl, said we're not allowed to talk about movies. So we're doing this Browns podcast. 2020, season to remember, Dylan?
No.
Season to forget.
Throw it in the trash.
SARS, COVID-19. We came in third place in our division.
Yeah. Disgusting.
What is this, a participation trophy?
Yeah, you know what? We've done that. We've done it a lot. We've done it more times than I can count, to be honest. Oh, we beat the Bengals.
Ooh.
What?
We beat Pittsburgh football's B team.
Yeah. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I guess this contract and this producer, boy.
Yeah. Well, let's just we did it. We fulfilled it.
That's the recap.
100 Years War. Season was a bust.
It's time to look at a little bit of Browns news from www.instagram.com/ Cleveland Browns. The site has moved. They're posting all the news on social media now.
There
Dylan.
It is. It's right there.
You can still go to clevelandbrowns.com/news, but it's going to be news from 2018. They stopped updating right. it.
Yep.
I think due to SARS-CoV-19.
So, Dave, first thing on the docket here, and we've been talking about this back. Me and you have just been...
I mean, it goes back to the Hundred Years War.
Right, right. Another, we're faced with one, yet again, another quarterback controversy.
You think we'd be over this by now.
You'd think. You'd think. But here's the thing, Dave. The interesting wrinkle
mm-hmm.
this year is that we got a little guy by the name of Case Keenum that has just been lights out the first three games this year.
I know. I understand. I don't know if I agree with you completely, but then again, the numbers don't lie.
They don't. They don't.
If you look at the stats...
Dave, this guy literally scored every single... He was on the field for every single touchdown except for one.
Yeah. I mean...
Playing time is... The ratio definitely favors...
But a quarterback, Dylan's a leader. He's yeah. supposed to go to the coach and say...
He's supposed to earn
put me
spot.
In, coach. Yep. I'm ready to play.
Yep.
Center field.
Yep.
And then that's where Stefanski... A non-football guy hired by a baseball guy will try to, he put Baker in center field.
Yeah.
And well, that's why his numbers were so
he's
low.
He's thinking boys of summer
mm-hmm.
and we're singing, you know, that's a, what is that? A Mellencamp song?
No, oh boy.
It's wrong. I'll yeah. tell you that much.
Yeah. And I saw a Grateful Dead sticker on a Cadillac.
Yeah.
That doesn't even make sense.
Yeah. Case Keenum, Dave, I gotta tell you, this is my guy. This is my guy. Sure, his accuracy needs a little bit of work.
Yeah.
But he's got the arm.
He does have the arm. The stats don't lie. Hips don't lie. But I don't know, Dylan, have you been keeping up, now that we're at Instagram.com/Cleveland Browns,
mm-hmm.
Click that little the circle around it that's yeah. red.
Okay.
I believe they're going to be linking to Baker's... at home with Baker Mayfield ads.
Oh, wow.
See, and frankly, I don't know. We might be sponsored by Progressive this week. I don't know. They don't tell me. But these ads are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Baker is wonderful in them. Emily is wonderful in them. Jed Wills, wonderful in yeah. them. Bernie yep. Kosar, Doug Deacon.
Yep.
Everybody's wonderful in them. Yep. And like... Is Baker the better quarterback? I don't know. I'm probably with you, and I don't think so. I'll grant you that. Baker is a worse quarterback than Case Keenum, but if him playing keeps his level of fame high enough that he can keep making these ads, I'll lose games.
If we can get some more of that content.
If we can get an ABC series.
Yeah, that... Like, kind of like the Geico Caveman.
The Caveman.
Yeah.
That was very successful. I'm sure that this one would be too. So, yeah, I'm with yeah. you. But that's not the only position battle.
Look, yeah, and we've gone on enough about these. I mean, honestly, look.
This is Cleveland, Dylan. Who's the most popular player in town? That's the backup quarterback.
Right, exactly.
Baker Mayfield.
Week in, week out.
Yeah.
So look, dig a little deeper into this offense, though, because we do have some position battles at some other spots. We didn't really prepare for this segment, but just looking at the running backs here, we got Nick Chubb or Kareem Hunt, Dave.
we have Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
Like, God, we have both of those guys. I mean, that's I forgot about that.
Okay.
Because you kind of silo, you think, oh, we have Nick Chubb, and then a couple minutes later, like, yeah, well, we got Kareem Hunt, and then you never kind of put them together like that.
Yeah, you know? And then you're like, well, neither of them are really going to be here for all that. Oh, no, wait, they're both signed to
deals. They're both signed to deals, yeah.
That's all right.
Well, let's move on to wide receivers.
Maybe a tighter battle there. What with this SARS-CoV-19, I haven't had a lot of chance to analyze
right.
the roster yet. Yeah. So let's take a look. Wide receiver.
say. So the position battle is going to basically come down to Jarvis and Odell. Jesus. Jarvis, we have this single roster of a football team includes both Jarvis Landry, okay, and Odell Beckham Jr.
And those are just the first two guys.
Those are just the first two guys. We have more.
We also have a rookie that is apparently one of the fastest players in the NFL to date.
Yeah, yeah. At this, and he's at the bottom of that depth
chart.
He's at
the very
bottom,
by the way. Yeah. We still have Hollywood Higgins in
there. We had to cut a guy.
A good guy.
He was so deep.
Yeah, a guy that someone else took. Like, I remember being mad when we cut Evan Moore. And guess what? Nobody else in the league. I mean, he played for Seattle, but he played, like, got one catch. This is a guy who's going to go and be on a team and be good at team playing.
I'm starting to feel disgusting right now because we have such a deep roster.
Well, let's look at the tight ends.
Yeah, that's where we're really going to find
it. You know, maybe this is where you're like, oh, I don't know, who's going to, maybe you got three crappy, crappy guys. Austin Hooper.
And, yeah, he's really good.
And
David Njoku,
who really appears good. To kind of gotten over his mental blocks,
and
he catches the ball really well, and
this is a really deep roster too.
Doesn't seem like it's a. I mean, that's the other thing, is it doesn't really seem like it needs to be a battle at tight end. Yeah. You just put them all in there.
Yeah, because a lot of our play action sort of depends on that slot.
Yeah, and it looks like David Njoku kind of refocused on his blocking, which makes him multi-dimensional.
More,
yeah.
It's just a. Like, I'm feeling greedy.
Yeah, I feel that there has to be something in the rules of football that doesn't allow for this.
An embarrassment of riches.
Yeah, it's like, I feel like we're showing off at this point.
Yeah, yeah. There's got to be a mercy rule or something here.
Well,
it's like a defense.
It's not all roses, Dylan, because... As this franchise has done historically throughout the years, hamstrung by the front office, not retaining the talent you've got. Sendejo, man.
Yeah, we lost Sendejo, and
we let him walk.
And I mean, I'm just going to say it. I'm just going to say the defense lost cause.
The Sendejo window has closed. And I guess the strategy is just, like, you got to put up 60, man.
Put up 60, put up 70 on everybody.
And just hang on tight.
10 touchdowns.
All right. I just got handed this ad from our executive producer, Craig Lindahl.
Dave, why are we doing this ad read? Do you see this?
Well, yeah, I know they already put... I know it's kind of a little tone deaf.
Wait, did you?
But
did we get with Derek? Can we get with Derek? Did Derek get the updated copy for this?
He did. And let me just, listeners, this is something we could have talked about off the air. We're not going to. I'm going to tell you guys because, you know, to be honest, I think a lot of this has to do with our executive producer, Craig Lindahl, pimping us out to maintain his Tesla neck surgery lifestyle. And so, you know, we got to have ads now. There was one at the beginning, and there's going to be one in the middle. They call it a mid-roll ad.
Yeah, but what? That's not what I mean, Dave. I mean, why are we doing the ivermectin? I mean, this is like a really dangerous drug that's... I don't want to promote, like, any sort of weird, like, misinformation or any of that stuff. I mean...
I assume you're talking about the ivermectin in conjunction with the SARS-CoV-19.
Right.
And
it's
not that. I thought the same thing. I discussed it with our executive producer, Craig Lindahl. And I guess what I've been told is this ad is not for people. This ad is for horses.
Okay.
I was handed the statistics and the demographic breakdown. And I guess, and I don't have a way to verify this, but according to this, horses are our biggest audience.
What horses don't listen to podcasts, Dave? What is?
Well, they don't download it on their own, but the trainers do, and so something about our voice, our, the combination of our voices. Because I did an experiment that I was forced to do by our executive producer Craig Lindahl, where it was just me and it didn't work. But I guess the combination of our voices going back and forth, it really angers horses. And it gets them fired up and ready to run. And it's the most popular thing up at Northfield Park. Every 19 minutes, someone plays a Friday fumble for a horse. Doesn't work at Thistledown. Nobody knows why. But hey, so Merck heard about it. They wanted to use, you know, podcasting is famous for pinpoint ad targeting.
Right,
like,
yeah.
you can learn so much about somebody and get your ad to hit home. And so they said, hey, this podcast played to a lot of horses. They wanted to run an ad for ivermectin, and so they are. So let's, I guess I'll just get down to it.
I guess so, yeah. I
just trust me, this doesn't have anything to do with SARS-CoV-19.
Okay, okay.
Hey, horses, how's it going tonight? Have a good race? Great! Are you having problems with parasites? You having trouble giving your race that extra juice because some dumb bugs are messing with your horse guts? Great news. Dervet Ivermectin, available exclusively at Tractor Supply, is the key to revving up your performance so you can be the stallion you know you can be. Take care of large strong oils, small strong oils, pinworms, ascarids, hairworms, largemouth stomach worms, botts, lungworms, intestinal threadworms, summer sores, and dermatitis. And it comes in an apple flavor that you're going to love. Reach your full potential on the track and in the pasture with Dervet Ivermectin in delicious apple flavor, available exclusively at Tractor Supply.
All right, Dave, we got a new segment for the season. We're doing the Superfan Spotlight.
Thank you to our executive producer, Craig Lindahl, for this segment. And you know what, Dylan?
We just want to introduce it this week. Basically, it's going to include a long, intensive interview with each and every Browns superfan throughout the season. So we're going to find out what makes them tick, how they became such great fans, and, you know.
Dylan, a lot of the stuff our executive producer, Craig Lindahl, has suggested I've dismissed, I've done kind of angrily. But this one, Dylan, I think this is a home run.
Yeah.
I love super fans. I love that they're kind of trying to get their own attention.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of taken away from the team, and using the team's momentum to build their own personal brand. Uh-huh. And I just want to know more and more, and I to be the honor to be able to talk to some of these people.
Oh my gosh, to even grace us with their presence, I feel.
And when you see the lineup we've got, this is a teaser. Yeah. When you see the lineup we've got, oh boy, you guys, you. Well, actually, you know what? Never mind. Superfans are the fucking worst. We're not going to do this.
Yes, you will.
Opening game of 2021, Dylan.
Yes, sir. We got some matchups to talk about here, and we're going to put some predictions out there for our avid listenership.
Kansas City Chiefs. We played them last year in the playoffs.
We did.
Because I guess other teams weren't available to play because we came in third.
Right.
So I don't know if like somebody had, maybe one of the other teams that was more deserving had SARS-CoV-19.
They probably did contract a case or two.
Yeah. And so we got put in the playoffs and we put up a valiant effort. You know, there was a lot of effort exerted in that game. But again, it was just part.
We'll pass, get more on
pass,
that later.
Passes in the past. We got Kansas City week one.
Right.
To me, I think we're going to get rolled over based on, look at the numbers, Dylan. Kansas City had a better record than we did last year.
They did.
So that's a lock for them to win this year.
Don't lie.
No.
Numbers don't lie.
Yeah.
But right now, we want to focus on these matchups.
We have to because of this. This is another segment. handed to us by our executive producer, Craig Lindahl. So, yeah, I'll start things off. The first matchup you're going to need to keep your eye on is the first ever father-son clash between Orlando Brown and his father, Miles Garrett. It is always fun to watch when families compete in professional sports, but this particular father-son duo will prove to be a little extra when Miles continues to discipline Orlando over and over and over again, repeatedly, to the point of exhaustion by the fourth quarter.
Matchup to watch number two, Dave. This week is obvious to really any fan of the game. I mean, gosh, you got industrial diesel manufacturer Clyde Edwards-Hilaire. He's going to have one hell of a time with the supply chain this week. I mean, we're talking back order city coming off a year of shortages upstream. And let me tell you, Dave, John Johnson III, not going to make it easy for that process and fulfillment line.
And he's not going to make material costs any cheaper, that's for sure.
No.
Key test for a rookie cornerback. It's a thing that everybody goes after the rookie cornerbacks. Greg Newsome will be trying to keep the top from popping on wide receiver Byron Pringle. It's going to be tough for him. He's going to have to really take care of Pringle. He's got the large hands, Dylan, and it's tough to get the ones down at the bottom.
Yeah, it is.
And you end up tipping the can, and that leads to some embarrassing crumbs all over your shirt and on the floor of your office.
And sometimes too many Pringles in your mouth at a time.
Yeah. If you're even in the office, you're probably at home.
This week should prove to be eventful for the Hogwarts ghost, L'Jarius Sneed. House points, obviously, are going to be split between Cleveland Door and Chiefelpuff from this game. With OBJ and Jarvis looking to accio football every other down, while Kareem, obviously, is fixing to Wingardium Leviosa his happy ass straight into the goalpost to pass the beaters.
Finally, you're going to want to keep an eye on the Chivarius Ward battle as he goes up against Team Rocket. This battle is really going to galvanize the deck for Andy Reid, and whether he needs an extra energy card in there or not.
Time to put that money where your mouth is, Dave.
Betting is so popular these days, you goddamn degenerates.
1-800-BET-NOW, your life savings.
1-800-BET-YOUR-CHILD'S food budget.
Let's do it. Dave, what's your score prediction for this week? We already talked about matchups.
We talked about matchups. You know, it's tough. I've always been a homer. I've always been an optimist. You've got to be a Cleveland Browns fan. Will this come back to bite me from the betting line in the betting room? Will there be some scraps on the betting room floor? Maybe. But I think that with what we saw from the defense, the Sendejo window, but what I know to be true about our offense, I'm saying Brown 68, Kansas City 54.
That's a tight one. That's a tight one. It's going to come down to the wire, isn't it?
It is.
Yep.
Might be who has the ball last.
Yeah, Dave, I see snow this weekend. I see snow in Kansas City, and I see a low-scoring affair, relatively low. And I see the Browns coming away with a victory, bringing it home 26-17.
All right. Well, let's see what happens when the money flies.
Hey, this is Hugh Jackson, and now it is time to know your foe. Back to you, Dave and Dalen.
So, we've had some problems dealing with last year. And maybe we seem cynical about it. Maybe we seem depressed about it, Dylan. But I think the only way we're really going to move on from this is if we try to seek some closure from the playoff loss. Now, we've already discussed, we had no business being there. It was a gift to us to be there.
Yep.
But
still hurts.
Still
pain
hurts.
Is still real. We got to put this travesty to bed.
This is something we got to process and move on from so we can maybe try to eke out some sort of season.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping the team did this. I'm hoping they sought out a sports psychologist. But
Well, if they did not let us be that right now.
Yes.
And
if any of you horses listening know any Browns players, try to get this into the hands of a Browns player.
We did some analysis in the offseason. We figured out why we actually lost that game.
Yeah.
We got to talk about it. It hurts, I know, but Kadarryl Hodge, rest in peace, rest in power.
Rest in Detroit.
Rest in Detroit. His Mazda 3, it has a max speed of 60 miles an hour. So that dude didn't get into town until like 11:45 on game day, and that's not enough time. Like, you missed walkthroughs at that. You know, it's just not.
And I'll tell you another thing, Dylan. A lot of times on the Friday fumble, we make up things about what players and front office members do and have. Kadarryl Hodge, who I believe had a contract in Cleveland of like $2.3 million.
Indeed, yes.
Did indeed drive a Mazda 3. And you know what? Sometimes in this business, you got to be the bigger man. You got to look at a situation from all angles and realize, you know what? Andy Reid's just a good guy, man. He's just such a good guy. And everybody knows it. And he's got that mustache. And he didn't know how to wear the mask right. But you know what? We had to give him another shot at that trophy. Did he end up getting it? No, he didn't. But you know what? It wasn't us who stood in his way.
Right.
You know?
Yep. He's just a mensch, you know?
Just want to hug him.
Yeah. So Daniel Sorensen, I don't know if you remember the safety. He's actually the son of NFL referee Clay Martin, who was on that referee crew.
Okay. Yeah, talk about the father-son matchup.
So he was actually allowed to commit first-degree murder on Rashard Higgins going into the halftime break. And that was actually totally allowed and legal. So you guys like really have to stop whining about that. Like he was absolutely allowed to kill Rashard Higgins.
There's a trope on Twitter, you know, where you take a screenshot out of context, mm-hmm. and you're like, "Oh, look at this one still photograph that mm-hmm. proves that this video was the, you know, the play." So the picture of Sorensen with the crown of his helmet directly into the side of helmet of Rashard Higgins is taken out of context,
totally
shown out of place in the frame. He did not lead with the helmet and aim at a helmet. That picture is not accurate.
Well, he did, but he was allowed to do that.
But it was not. It was just taken out of context.
He was allowed to kill Rashard Higgins. Totally allowed to do that.
The other issue is that the Federales shut down the game about 7 minutes in and escorted several Browns from the field after learning that they had lived in the United Kingdom, and that broke all of the SARS-CoV-19 protocols. I don't know why they waited till right in the middle of the game to make the arrests, but that's when they did, similar to the situation with Odell Beckham's visor a few years back.
Yep.
But they did, and that was it. And frankly, Messi looked shocked.
Guys, Nick Chubb literally saved a Kansas City bus full of elementary children from a speeding train. Like, it was stalled on the railroad crossing right before the game. So, like, dude, he was a little worn out. Okay?
Cut him some slack.
Like, you can't do everything. Mm-mm. I don't know what you guys expect out of this guy. He's got a cereal in production. He's saving kids.
And I'd say the biggest reason that we really couldn't pull this one off. Mac Wilson was not yet Mac Wilson Sr. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening this week. Thank you to our executive producer, Craig Lindahl. Thank you to Kerry Ryan for our closing theme. And thank you to you for finally telling us about SARS-CoV-19 and Zoom and whoever emailed Dylan that Zoom premium. That's really helpful because we recorded this 4 different times and got held up at the 40-minute cutoff. And this is the 4th time. So now that we have the premium, we're all good to go. Thank you so much. In conclusion, my name is Dave.
I'm Dylan.
And this has been your Browns Friday Fumble.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. Partying, yeah. Fun. Looking forward.
The Korean War has sadly been known as the Forgotten War, but half a century earlier, the United States was locked in a bloody conflict in Asia that's been all but erased from the history books. Hi, I'm Alex Hasty, the host of Ohio vs. the World, an American history podcast on the Evergreen Podcast Network. In our newest episode, we speak to experts about the Philippine-American War, America's first Asian counterinsurgency conflict. The heroes, the villains. We'll discuss President McKinley, Admiral Dewey, the vicious brutality of the fighting, and the scandals and war crimes that nearly sunk Theodore Roosevelt's presidency. Check out our show, Ohio vs. the World, on the Evergreen Podcast Network for our new episode about America's most forgotten war. Now back to the show.